to imply that locums in those posted costs much more than employing a permanent person. The difficulty is in attracting permanent consultants back to Ireland from overseas, where they may have gone for their training. They're reluctant to come back because of the 30% salary cut that was superimposed on them in the time of the austerity crisis, and currently we're not getting applicants for a third of our posts. The other issue in mental health services is that the psychiatrist needs to work with a fully staffed team, and many community teams are also understaffed, which means the jobs are quite unattractive. So the government needs to really make the posts attractive again in areas like Donegal so that young doctors will be willing to come back.
Are the HSC, the minister and the hospital groups such as yourself speaking with yourselves and discussing with yourselves what needs to happen in order to create the conditions that would see more applications coming through?
There have been recognition from the HSC and from various ministers that the problem exists and that it's getting worse and that they do want to solve it eventually, but they haven't really engaged fully in a process to try and resolve the issue. And unfortunately, it's getting worse each year. So I'd be very concerned for the service in areas like Donegal, where you're reliant on up to 50% of the staff being non-permanent.